time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Pick 6 time on this Friday afternoon. Collective Soul at the Ryman Auditorium. March 2nd on the line for this week's winner. That's not too far away, by the way. Can you believe that? We're almost in March. How does that happen? Darren McFarland,
well,
Chase.
The calendar keeps changing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You just kind of keep moving along.
Willie Donick in Chicago. He just devoured some deep dish pizza. Predators and Blackhawks tonight. Willie, what's up?
Hello, guys.
I just made that up. I don't know if you had deep dish pizza or not. Sounded good. We're hungry.
I did not this time. I mean, I have partaken many times before, but mm-hmm. not this time.
Were we watching our figure? What? Why not?
Just didn't happen.
Just kind of over it?
I travel with some health nuts. I mean, there's some people that kind of do shy away from just going in all in mm-hmm. on that kind of thing. So probably once a season.
I have a very hard-hitting question for you right out of the gates before we recap and do our pick six. Two of the three on Darren, Donick, and Chase want to know if you were sitting on information when you walked out of the studio yesterday on your way to Chicago that you did not divulge to us concerning one tall Hal Gill.
No, I honestly did not know that was coming until I got on the plane. I got on the plane. Hal was not there. And that's when they
told me quiet.
He is in Stamford, Connecticut.
You said it was quiet on the plane. I'm like, where's Hal?
Why is it so quiet on the plane? Oh, wait a minute. Where's Hal?
Kind of a byproduct. Yeah, you notice Hal on the plane. There's no question about it. So that's when I found out about it. And then, I've had a little bit of a cold, so I stayed in, grabbed some food, and I watched a lot of the game that he was doing the pregame, intermission, and postgame for. And he had some great coverage, his debut on NBCSN. So that was great stuff.
I had no freaking clue. Had the television on it, muted, walked into the room, on the phone, stopped in my tracks on the phone, and I'm staring at my TV going, that's Skillsy. Why is he in studio? NBC Sports Network. I had no clue. He didn't say anything to me on Tuesday night. I don't know when this all came together. I don't know. Where are their studios? That's another thing we were trying to figure out. Where is it? Is it in New York City? Where's NBC Sports Network? Where are those studios?
I don't know, but I think what they said was Stamford, Connecticut, which would be right across the border in New York, very close to the town that I grew up in Purchase, New York. I think that's what they told me. I'm not 100% sure, but I will get more details from Mr. Skillsy tonight when he arrives in Chicago.
Okay, because Chase also said that Wednesday night, Smashville Live, Hal never said a word, nothing to anybody about this. So,
I guess he just didn't want the hype.
I guess not. I'm disappointed. It would have been nice for everybody to know. We could have all made sure we were, tuning in even more. A lot of people didn't even know, so they didn't even see it. So,
yeah.
Missed opportunity.
I thought he did a nice job. I think it was a last minute. I don't know about last minute, but it was a later put together. It was a special edition of NBCSN coverage because of Alex Ovechkin going for the milestone of mm-hmm. 700.
Yep.
And so they just picked up the Washington Capitals broadcast. From what I could tell, they had their regular announcers, and then they had some studio coverage. So they didn't play. They just didn't pick up the Washington broadcast during intermission, so they would go back to the NBC studio. So I think it was sort of a special edition, and so it was a good opportunity for Hal to jump in there, first ever time.
I heard they were in a room planning, and they said, somebody who could talk about 700 goals, who could we get? And they're like, hey, what about Hal Gill? So I think that's kind of – that's what I heard, how it came about. I don't know if that's true or not.
You know what's funny, though? As I watched, this is something I'll talk about with Hal. He's played for a lot of different teams. He's played against a lot of different guys. And so, you know, he's covering that game, and he's played a lot against Ovechkin, right? But during that game, Shea Weber scores a goal. He's played with Shea Weber. They're showing highlights of the Maple Leafs. He's played for the Maple Leafs. They're showing highlights of the Canadiens, obviously. He's played for the Canadiens. You know what I mean? Like, so they're throughout the show, when they're showing clips of different players, different games, you know, the Penguins are playing the Maple Leafs. He's played for the Penguins. He's played with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. So he's got some great insight to share, and so that's a huge advantage for him. So I think he's a great fit.
Sure. We agree. All right, let's review.
All right, review for last week's pick six. Number one was UT at South Carolina, Tennessee 3.5-point underdogs. Tennessee didn't win, but they only lost by two. Good teams win, great teams cover, and Tennessee covered. Darren took Tennessee, along with Chase, who also took Tennessee.
Woohoo!
Bad beat from Willie. Picked South Carolina. South Carolina won, but just not by enough. Number two, talk about a bad beat. The NBA dunk contest. A, Aaron Gordon or Dwight Howard. Or B, Derrick Jones Jr. or Pat Connaughton. A little bit of controversy here as Derrick Jones Jr. won. Derrick Jones Jr., or that B option, was taken by Willie and Darren. Chase, the only one believing in Dwight Howard and Aaron Gordon. And some might say that Aaron Gordon got robbed. I know Chase feels pretty strongly about that.
I do not feel that. I feel like the judges did the right thing, and they gave him a proper 47.
Did you call Dwayne Wade beforehand and say, hey, buddy, need help?
No. I just thought that's on my score sheet. I had him at a 47. And so, you know, I was not surprised at all when they came up with 47 and Jones Jr. won. So, yeah, it played out exactly how I had on my sheet.
And good enough. And for Willie, luckily for him, that was his top shelf pick, was taking Derrick Jones Jr.
Wow.
And Pat Connaughton.
Wow.
So that is two.
Thank goodness.
Two for the commissioner, and he needed it. Number three, Kumar Rocker, over under against Connecticut, 6.5 strikeouts. I believe he had 9?
Mm-hmm.
Or something ridiculous?
Yep.
And
6 innings?
Everyone went over except for Chase. Willie and Darren taking the over on that.
And
Darren, top shelf that one, so that is 2 points for one Darren McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
Preds versus Blues last weekend had two games. How many points do they get? A, 0-1, B, 2, or C, 3-4? It was a clean sweep. Everyone believing in the Preds, very optimistic. Your optimism pays off this time, fellas.
Chase, got a lot of check marks over here on my picks.
Yeah.
Lots of check marks.
Not a bad week for Chase.
No, I'm talking about me.
You nailed it.
Yeah, I don't have an X on here yet. What else we got?
Spoiler alert, you might not have one.
Oh.
The next one.
Huh.
Goalie tandems. Who gets more saves, UC Saros and Pecorine or Jordan Bennington and Allen? Jake Allen. Well, Pecorine had 38 saves. UC Saros had 23. Bennington had 22. Allen had 23. If my math is correct, the Preds goalies win 61-45. And that is points for Darren taking the Preds goalies.
Mm.
Chase taking the Preds goalies.
Thank you very much.
And Willie taking the St. Louis tandem.
Womp womp.
And number six, lastly.
That's six check marks, Chase.
Yeah. NASCAR Daytona 500. Is it A, Logano, Hamlin, Elliott, Kyle Busch, Keselowski?
Huh.
B, Truex, Blaney, pole sitter, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Byron or Bowman, or C, the field? Well, picking up with the theme here, Darren A.
Did I go group A? What? Denny Hamlin?
Just so happened.
Or is it Danny Hamlin?
Who is Danny Hamlin?
Who the hell is Danny Hamlin? By the way,
I saw the video. That's tremendous.
His facial expression is
funny. With the FedEx truck right underneath it, that is the best.
He goes on to say, well, at least they left my truck here.
Yeah.
And the two wrong answers here were Willie and Chase. Willie keeping it on brand by picking the field. Mm-hmm. Field didn't win. And Chase also took the field, and that leaves our score now. Darren, who started off at 102, got a perfect 7, takes him to 109. Willie finished with 3 points, takes him to 102, so the gap has grown widely. And then Chase, who's at 92, gets 3 for a grand total of 95, and that is last week's pick six.
I thought that, look, I was feeling really good about the field because, you know, I thought that Ryan Newman was going to win the thing, and we all know what happened. Glad he's okay. But
Chase, I can barely see you in the standings.
This is not good. My return to the pick six competition, not good.
Man, you are starting to drift away. You and Wilson.
It's a good song.
Drifting away on the raft, man.
It's a good song.
Willie, tough week, but I'm sure you'll bounce back.
Well, I'm just waiting for the praise for the commissioner. Since the commissioner change has happened, you have surged to the top of the standings.
That is very true.
I'm the guy making the question, and I have lost the lead since we passed the baton. Mm-hmm. I was in the lead when the controversy happened, and I was squawking saying, we got to take this to the end, that this competition goes through the Final Four. It does not stop at the Super Bowl. You guys were whining and complaining. Oh, you know, I don't think we can come up with good questions. I don't think we should keep going. And I said, no, I will step up. And you were like, well, you don't like it? Then you make the questions. And so I said, yeah, I'll do that. And what's happened since then? Darren's all excited and patting himself on the back. He wanted to end this thing, just for the record.
That's true. He's
apparently,
got a point.
Apparently your questions are easy.
For you.
For you.
Not for me.
All right, we will do this. We've got people on the lines that want to answer and get involved in pick six, and we need to make our predictions. So we'll step away quickly. We'll come back, rifle through our picks, and get your calls. 737-1025, pick six. On the other side, ESPN 1025, the game. Let's go. Let's make our picks. People are waiting patiently on the line. 737-1025. We've got Collective Soul at the Ryman Auditorium on March 2nd on the line for this week's winner. Who is Elijah or Willie? Who's going to read the questions?
I can read them. Let me pull them up real quick.
Willie, do you want to do it or do you want Elijah to do it?
It's up to you guys. I have them right in front of me here.
All right, just go ahead. Just go on and fire them away. That'll help you out, Elijah, on keeping tabs. You don't have any help back there tonight.
Number one.
All right, number one, let's go down to the Plains. Tennessee, a 6.5-point dog at Auburn, and Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl against the former squad.
I'll lead it off. Auburn. Top shelf.
I, too, will go Auburn minus the 6.5.
Tennessee is not very good.
I'll take Tennessee in the points.
Number two,
we have the Vanderbilt Commodores coming in at 1-12 in the SEC, taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. 3-10, but coming off a big win against Bruce Pearl and Auburn. Georgia is a 1.5-point favorite.
I'm going letdown for Georgia. Vandy gets their second SEC win. Give me the Doors.
I, too, will agree. Again, I don't know with Mr. Last Place why I would be agreeing with Last Place, but I'm going to agree with Chase and also take Vanderbilt and the 1.5 points.
I, 3, will take Vanderbilt.
Number three.
Shocking.
Number three. This is, if you follow KenPom, a matchup between number one and number two. I don't think it's like that. I think it's 1-3 in the AP poll. But Kansas will take their act on the road against number one, Baylor. Baylor, down in Waco, is a 1.5-point favorite.
Hmm. Who are you taking?
Baylor, as a lot of you might know, defeated Kansas 67-55 earlier in the season. That was at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. So this is revenge time for Kansas. So I will take the Jayhawks.
I'm going to take Baylor minus the 1.5.
Rock
I'll take
chalk.
Him. I'll take him at home.
Jayhawk. I will take him.
Number four.
Number four. Will the Predators make a trade prior to the deadline? And we will say that here we are today at 1:21 p.m. I mean, hopefully this won't change before 2 o'clock today, because then all bets are in.
So it can be anything, trade? Anything.
Could be anything. It's got to be a trade, though.
You lead it off, and I'll lead off the next two.
I say he will make a trade. He being David Poile. I will say yes, he will make a trade.
So this is up until Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Will David Poile make a trade?
A trade.
I'm going to reluctantly say yes, even though I'm not sure I believe it.
I'm reluctant too, but I just have a weird feeling, so yes.
Number five.
Number five. Alex Ovechkin with the great analysis going on from Hal Gill, got goal number 699. Last night, he had gone through five games without having a goal. Will he get goal number 700? He would be the eighth player to ever get to that milestone in the history of the NHL. Number 700. Does he get it by Monday? They play back-to-back. Saturday against New Jersey. Sunday against Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. Does he get it?
I will go yes and go on and give me top shelf.
I'll say yes.
I will say yes. He will get it.
Number six.
Yes, yes, yes.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either Friday or Saturday?
So they're back-to-backs starting tonight in Chicago, tomorrow night here against Columbus. Will he register a point in either game?
Yes, in either game. And I have not heard any discussion on whether he will play in both games. I don't know. You know, there's no guarantee that he plays in both. So keep that in mind when you give your answer. I have not heard anything today that would suggest that anything has changed from yesterday. They have not officially said he will be in there tonight. But I think all signs point to that.
Well, listen, their little caption contest on Twitter is a picture of Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis. So you can read between the lines.
But remember, there was no morning skate today. There's no media availability, not even for the team's announcers. That won't happen until 5:30. So if anything has happened behind the scenes, the media would not know.
I think you're trying to rope a dope us into a no answer, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I will also.
I'm not trying to rope a dope anything. I'm behind.
Yeah, I think you want to go yes big, and you want us to go no.
I'm saying yes.
Both of you said yes?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to force you to go the other way.
You want me to go the other way.
Uh-huh.
I need to go the other way. I got to catch you somehow.
You thought for
I
sure.
Can't do the same.
You thought we were Syracuse. You thought we were coming out in zone. We went man to man. Yep.
All right. I, just to be different, will say no, and I'll be glad to be wrong.
It worked.
Hold on. Listen to this. That was a high five.
Got him.
You were totally trying to bait us, and we just did the switch. Right
no,
on
we did.
You.
This is what we did. We were Jeff Fisher, Tony Dungy. You know, Tony Dungy called the timeout. Fisher sends the punt team – or. Jeff Fisher calls the timeout, sends the punt team on. Dungy calls a timeout. Here comes the field goal unit to win the game. That's what it was. That's what we did.
That felt good. I've got to be honest. That felt good.
Okay.
It's good. We'll see if it works.
Anything you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I guess I got to give you a top shelf. Let's see. I got to go with Ovechkin getting number 700.
Oh, it's the top shelf.
Okay. Well. All right. Hope you don't hear Chelsea Dagger tonight.
Yeah, here's that. Let's hope that that's the case. And it looks like, and I don't know for sure, but the signs are pointing to Pekka Rinne playing tonight and Saros tomorrow. But we'll make that official when we get over there. And I know you'll have all the coverage starting at 6:30. So, guys, great to join you from the Woody City.
You got to play Pekka tonight. You need a goal scorer. I mean, they're back in Chicago.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah, you had some pretty good vibes there last time, for sure.
Enjoy the second period intermission spread. It's pretty good at the United Center.
It's very good. Yeah. It's very good.
All right, Willie. Thanks. See you when you get back.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
That was fantastic. Gosh.
That was good. That was well
done. He was completely trying to talk us into a no answer.
No!
And then he was going to go, yes, top shelf.
Got him. Got him.
That was great.
We got him.
We didn't even have to call timeout. That was fantastic.
It's good.
We didn't have to burn a timeout. We didn't have to do a challenge. That was great.
Really good.
All right, we'll come back. Mike, Mark, Ryan, we'll get to you on the other side. Your chance to get locked into our contest. Remember, if you get in via the telephone, you get two top shelf picks. We'll rifle through your calls next on Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, your opportunity to get locked into pick six, 737-1025. Mike has been waiting patiently. Mike, thank you for waiting. You're first up.
Thanks, guys. No worries.
All right, Mike, let's do this. Number one, UT getting 6.5 at Auburn.
Give me Auburn.
Georgia minus 1.5 at Vanderbilt.
Give me the Bulldogs.
Kansas at Baylor, Baylor minus 1.5.
Give me Baylor.
Will the Predators make a trade prior to the 2 o'clock Central Time deadline on Monday?
Yes, top shelf.
Yes, top shelf. Will Alexander Ovechkin get goal number 700 by Monday?
Yes, top shelf.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either tonight or tomorrow?
No, but again, I just hope he plays well and he looks good out there. I hope he's ready.
Hey, and also, let's go with a game total for Tennessee Auburn.
I missed that part. How about 80?
Okay. Low score.
Sounds like a good round number.
We have everything?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Cheers.
737-1025. That's what Hal says at the end of every post game. Mark, you're up next. Welcome in.
Oh, hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mark. Let's see if you're a winner. UT plus 6.5 at Auburn. Also need the game total.
Give me Tennessee and 175.
Georgia minus 1.5 at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Kansas at Baylor. Baylor minus 1.5.
Give me Kansas, and that'll be my top shelf.
Will the Preds make a trade prior to the deadline Monday?
I'm going to say no.
Will Alex Ovechkin get goal 700 by Monday?
Yes, that'll be my top shelf.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either tonight or tomorrow?
I'm going to say no.
All right, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. 737-1025. How about Ryan? You're up next. Welcome in.
Welcome, guys.
All right, Ryan. Tennessee plus 6.5 at Auburn. Also need the game total.
I'll take Tennessee and say 136.
Georgia minus 1.5 at Vandy.
Take Vandy.
Kansas at Baylor. Baylor minus 1.5.
Give me Kansas.
Will the Preds make a trade prior to the deadline?
Yes, top shelf.
Will Ovechkin score goal 700 by Monday?
Yes, top shelf.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either Friday or Saturday?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Got everything? All right, good luck, Ryan. Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
737-1025, we will. Let's go Bernard. Bernard, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Doing well, good. Bernard. Tennessee plus 6.5 at Auburn. Also need the game total.
Give me Tennessee, game total 138.
Georgia at Vandy, Georgia minus 1.5.
Give me Georgia.
Kansas at Baylor, Baylor minus 1.5.
Take Kansas plus 1.5.
Will the Preds make a trade prior to the deadline?
I'll say yes, and I'll make that a top shelf.
Will Alex Ovechkin score goal number 700 by Monday?
No.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either tonight or tomorrow?
No, sir.
Got two top shelves.
Did you give us two?
We'll just make the give me the second one. Give me Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee. All right, Bernard. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
737-1025. How about Joe? Joe, you're up next. Welcome in.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Joe, Tennessee plus 6.5 at Auburn. Also need the game total.
All right. I'd love to see Tennessee win, but I'm going to go Auburn, 143.
Georgia minus 1.5 at Vandy.
Vandy's going to get their second win, so let's go Vandy.
Kansas.
In the SEC.
Kansas at Baylor. Baylor minus 1.5.
Baylor.
Will the Preds make a trade prior to the deadline on Monday?
Yes.
Will Ovechkin get goal 700 by Monday?
Yes.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either tonight or tomorrow?
No.
And then two top shelves.
First top shelf, Vanderbilt. Second top shelf, Ovechkin goal.
All right.
Okay, Joe, good luck.
All right, thank y'all.
737-1025. How about Robert? Robert, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all?
Doing well, Robert. Let's see if you're a winner. Tennessee plus 6.5 at Auburn. Also need the game total.
Auburn 165.
All right. Georgia minus 1.5 at Vandy.
Georgia.
Kansas at Baylor. Baylor minus 1.5.
Baylor, that's one of my top shelves.
Will the Preds make a trade prior to the 2 p.m. trade deadline Monday?
Yes, yes.
Will Alexander Ovechkin score goal number 700 by Monday?
That's two games. That will be, he'll play two games?
Yep.
Yes, he will. And that's second top shelf.
All right. Will Ryan Ellis get a point either tonight or tomorrow?
No.
All right. Good luck, Robert.
We got both top shelves?
Yep.
All right, Robert, have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're up next. Welcome in.
How are y'all?
Doing well, Matt. Let's see if you're a winner. Tennessee plus 6.5 at Auburn.
Tennessee.
Georgia minus – oh, I also need the game total for Tennessee-Auburn.
165.
Georgia minus 1.5 at Vanderbilt.
Georgia.
Kansas at Baylor. Baylor minus 1.5.
Kansas top shelf.
Will the Predators make a trade prior to the deadline Monday?
No, top shelf.
Will Ovechkin score goal number 700 by Monday?
Yes.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point tonight or tomorrow?
Yes.
There we go.
Good luck. All right, Matt. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Let's do this. Let's do one more on the air, and then you can get the rest off the air. Let's go, David. Last one, get locked in on the air. Welcome in.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Doing well, David. Here we go. Tennessee plus 6.5 at Auburn. Also need the game total.
Auburn, 92.
Georgia minus 1.5 at Vandy.
I'm going to take Georgia and make that a top shelf.
Kansas at Baylor. Baylor minus 1.5.
Baylor.
Will the Preds make a trade prior to the deadline?
I'm saying no because I hope they win both games.
Will Alex Ovechkin score goal number 700 by Monday?
I'm saying yes, and I think we'll have that at top shelf.
Will Ryan Ellis get a point either tonight or tomorrow?
No.
All right. There we go.
All right, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get the rest off the air, but you'll still be locked into our contest. The rest of you can go to thegamenashville.com. Ryman.com to select your picks. Remember, this week's winner is going to see Collective Soul at the Ryman Auditorium on March 2nd. We'll come back and hear a little bit of Jeff Darlington yesterday on Jaren the GM and comment on some things that he addressed about Tom Brady and his future, whether it's in New England, whether it's in Nashville, or what have you. We'll do that on the other side. I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. And they have more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. That's a lot of homeowners. So if you're a homeowner, listen up. If you've been out in front of your house or somewhere out in the yard, you've been noticing maybe you've got bricks cracking on your house, that may be a bad sign that something is going on that you need to have the experts come out and take a look at. Or walls are bowing, that's bad. Maybe you've been opening and closing doors or windows and you've noticed them sticking, that could be a bad sign. Drywall separating, stair step cracks in masonry mortar joints, a chimney that's tilting or leaning, all these are signs that maybe something is going on with your house. Your house is trying to tell you something, and that's where the experts come into play. That's USS. They believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation and integrity of their work. And they're going to come out and give you a free estimate. Or they're going to tell you, hey, nothing to worry about here. Everything is okay. May give you the thumbs up. They're locally owned, licensed, and insured. But as a homeowner, it's scary when things like this are going on because most of us are not the experts, if not all of us. I certainly am not. And they're going to come out, assess the situation, and try to help you ASAP. Their number is 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. You can always go to their website, usstn.com. That's usstn.com. As they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS.
I can tell you this right now, that Tom Brady is absolutely very much considering, which at this point I don't think is a surprise to anybody, but he's very much considering leaving the Patriots. And I think that's the first thing that people need to wrap their heads around, because in the past week or two, anytime I say that to somebody, they're like, no, he's not going to leave the Patriots. And I think it's time for us to really accept that, look, he could potentially stay if things go really well between him and Bill Belichick in the coming week. But that, to me, doesn't feel like it's going to happen. And the Titans absolutely are a team that is appealing to Tom Brady at this point.
Jeff Darlington yesterday on the afternoon show. Of course, Jeff Darlington in the news because Adam Schefter had him on his podcast. And that's when Jeff Darlington started talking about Tom Brady and his future, and he seems to be one out there that is not afraid to, you know, it's interesting, it's like Bill Barnwell. It's like everybody still thinks that he's going to end up back in New England, and maybe he does.
That it's all just like a troll job?
Yeah, but I don't believe that. The guys like Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter don't put stuff out there.
Yeah.
If there's not some type of smoke, it doesn't mean that there's going to be fire, but they don't put stuff out there unless there's real smoke. They just don't. They're not that type. If this was coming from Jason Lockenfora, we wouldn't even play the clip.
Right.
If this was coming from, you know, Skip Bayless, we wouldn't even play the clip. You know, there's just certain people we wouldn't even fool with it because there are roles that some people play, and it's just you know, try to shock you, try to get some attention. That's not those guys.
Right.
They're just not those guys. And so
there's something behind it.
There's something to it. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen. It means that there is something to it. It's not hooey-fooey that there's no chance that he goes anywhere else. And so it has created quite the discussion piece on national shows this week, if you've noticed, especially in the last two or three days. They're all talking about it. They're all talking about Ryan Tannehill and the Titans and Tom Brady and the Titans. I mean, it's created quite a buzz. I mean, ESPN especially, like NFL Live and like a lot of their shows, they are hitting this subject matter. I told you, get up the other morning, they were hitting it hot and heavy. Tom Brady of the Titans or Ryan Tannehill? Look, who's the best moving forward?
Yeah, but I mean, look, they have to. It's a legitimate question, and now with two very, you know, highly touted insiders reporting things, and you know, Jeff Darlington's been the one that's been on it. It adds even more. You know, that it's more than smoke now. Like I think there are actual flames. Like you can see some flames that okay, this is a big deal and this is legitimate. And so while we've been talking about it for a few months now that it could be a thing, now you have the other teams. But I go back to something we talked about yesterday that worries me, that if John Robinson and Mike Vrabel are in a room and they know, because you brought that up, of that they probably have an idea of who they would rather have. They like both, but who they actually want to go to the altar with. And let's say it's Tom Brady. Well, you have to wait until free agency opens to go make your, you know, to go ask him out, essentially. You have to wait.
Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Legally, you have to wait.
Yeah, legally.
You have to wait. So if you don't franchise tag Ryan Tannehill and you let this get to free agency, I mean, you're running the risk that you lose both. And all of a sudden, the Titans are that team that I brought up earlier that is going to be desperate and they're going to miss out on the sweepstakes and they're going to be getting Andy Dalton.
There's no chance of that. I mean, there's literally like it's a 0.0000002% chance that that would actually play out, that they lose both.
I believe you're right. But
no chance. There's no way.
There's always a chance.
John Robinson would ever let that happen.
Well, if he does, that'd be very, very, very bad. Would,
right, which is why it wouldn't
a
happen.
A lot of egg in his face.
Oh, it would be devastating. Mm-hmm. That's not happening. There's no chance. Like I said, 0.0000002%.
Okay.
So I guess that's technically not what I said. It's not no chance. It's what happened to all that one in a million talk. It's just not going to happen. Okay, he's smarter than that. He knows there's absolutely no way. He'd probably tamper before he would ever let that happen. Okay, he would probably do illegal stuff before he would let that happen. There's no way it's not going to be one or the other. At least that's the way I believe it. No chance. It's not. There is not an outside third quarterback. In my opinion,
it's those two.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be one or the other in this market.
I'd agree with that.
If so, all the discussion here this offseason is all going to turn a different way, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good at all. But I don't foresee that one bit. I do believe what we talked about yesterday. I believe those two in a room with the door shut. In a whiteboard up on the wall, they both go up there and they write a name and they both go, yep, that's our number one target.
Yeah. Look, they have to. That's part of their job.
They know.
They have to.
They know who they're – doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I believe they're on the same page and they know who is their number one target. Now, I don't know if the name they wrote up is Ryan Tannehill or if it's Tom Brady. I don't know. But I believe they're both on the same page, and they both have identified. It's not like they're like, okay, look, here's the pros and the cons for Tom, for TB12. Here's the pros and the cons for Ryan. I don't believe they're doing that. They've already – that's already been
– You don't? I believe they are.
They've already
I believe
done.
They should.
They don't need to do all that stuff. It's already there. They don't need to do it.
You still list it out.
What?
You look at it. I mean, you stand
they've
there
They've already
stare at
done
it.
That. That's what I'm telling you. That's already been done. That hay is in the barn.
Okay.
They already know. Now it's just a matter of waiting until the time, proper time. They're not sitting here right now going, okay, are you sure Tannehill's a better scrambler? Well, you know what? Let's go back and look at the tape again. Let's make sure. They're not doing all this. That stuff's all been done. Okay? They already know who's the target. Who is the person. Now it's a matter of playing the game, which is going to be tricky, I think, unless you've been told.
Oh, it's going to be.
Unless you've been told, like.
Unless you know.
Hey, just so you know, it's going to happen.
Right.
Whether that's Tannehill or Brady. So, somebody, you know, unless somebody's tipped them off, like you're good, don't worry about it.
So let's say this. Let's play this scenario out. That they come out on February 27th. So we are in the franchise window at that point. So next week, they come out and they say, we have placed the franchise tag on Ryan Tannehill. Okay, if they do that, to me, that tells me that they're going. I mean, they're going Ryan Tannehill. Do you think that that means that Tom Brady told one of them behind the scenes, like, hey, I'm probably going back to New England?
This is, once again, just my opinion, my belief. Because of the relationship, I do think that.
Yeah.
That
our,
he has said, look.
I'm not coming there.
Look, I love you, bro, but I'm not coming there. Or, yeah, we can.
Yeah.
I know we've brought this up in the past, but let's make it happen.
Sure.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you get, to me, if they go through
this. See
what
I mean? How easy it is to get to number one? Because I kind of feel like somebody's been told one way or the other.
Well, if they go through this whole process and there's no tag or there's no deal with Tannehill, then that's pointing towards your theory. But we still have about a month before we really know the answer. I mean, February 25th is the first day they can designate the tag.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody really sees it happening right
by
on
the way,
February
25th. That's 4 days from now.
Yeah. March 10th is the last day prior to 3 o'clock Central Time. So they have time. I don't think we're going to know on February 25th.
No. I would think that nothing.
And John, you
on
know,
the 25th.
What's been happening now is John Robinson's been working through.
Unless, do you think there's something with Derrick Henry?
Maybe.
Could be that. I'd be surprised if there was.
I think
news
that goes to the wire
on February 25th about the quarterback. I would find that.
Well, I think Derrick Henry could go down to the wire too.
Could. Yep.
And in some ways, it probably should. You know, see what you can get done because. If you have one of those tags still available, like let's say it surprises us all and they get Derrick Henry signed. They announce in a week and a half that, hey, we have re-signed Derrick Henry to whatever the deal. Well, all of a sudden, you now have the franchise tag or the transition tag that you can use on a Jack Conklin if you wanted to. Probably not going to use it on Logan Ryan. It would cost you way too much. But you could then have that at your disposal that you could try and work something with Jack Conklin. I don't see it playing out that way. I think most people, you know, feel that it's not going to play out that way, but you never know. But it's going to be one of those stories that we're going to keep talking about until we have some sort of resolution because we don't know and it won't go away.
If he comes here,
oh,
I mean, how this city is already so incredibly cool, but how cool is it going to become?
Well, it would become even cooler because you would have, I mean, let's set the over-under at primetime games. I'll set it at 5.
It'd be a lot.
And I'd take the over.
It'll be like the Predators after the run to the Stanley Cup final where they got maxed out.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. They're going to get maxed out.
Yeah. I agree. I think they are.
It's not a horrible thing.
No, it'd be great for the city.
All right, that's going to do it for us. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. I can't wait to hear what we're talking about on Monday.
I know. Who knows?
Will we already have an answer for pick 6 on David Poile and the Predators? I don't know.
I don't think so.
About to find out.
I think it could happen Monday during the show.
But we look forward to discussing something Monday starting at 10. We'll be discussing something.
You never know.
I just don't know, but you never know what it could be. The last time I said that. Some pretty big things happen. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM is next. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer.
closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.